Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Time for our prayer coach slot. If you've got prayer questions, feel free to send them in to 087-888-9292. Well, the series continues today, and our next guest is originally from Nigeria, but he's been based in Tralee in County Kerry for the last 10 years. He's going to speak on the topic of how to pray to get results, and also about an exciting event coming up this weekend at the RDS in Bowles Bridge in Dublin. In studio now to tell us more, we have Alexander Alex Akinyemi, pastor at the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Tralee. Pastor Alex, very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Sorry, I'll turn on your microphone. It's good to have you in.
Thank you.
There you are.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us. So you've been based in Tralee for a few years. Tell us about that.
I've been in Tralee now for 10 years, and it's been exciting and wonderful. But I have a parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, which I pastored in Limerick.
In Limerick?
Limerick City, yeah. Somewhere on Rossborough by Govan Estate. And, you know, we bless the name of the Lord for what he's doing in our midst over there. It's wonderful.
That's great. And so, tell me, you're obviously a man who likes to pray. So, and you wanted to talk today on the prayer coach slot about having a place to pray. And that's an interesting concept, because I think a lot of the time folks might think, well, you can pray anywhere. You can pray while you're working, or you can pray over breakfast. But is it important to create some sort of environment for prayer? Is that important?
According to 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, "I therefore that men pray everywhere." So everywhere you and your partner, of course, I don't mean your physical partner now, but I'm talking about your spiritual partner or your relationship with God. Wherever the two of you meet with yourselves, you can pray, because God answers prayer everywhere. There is no specific place where you have to pray before God answers your prayer.
You don't have to be on the mountain.
Oh, no. In your bedroom, in your sitting room, on the roadside, wherever you inspired, you heard him saying, "Son, lady, girl, let's talk." It's ready.
And is there a way that you would encourage people to pray in the same place when they pray, to get into a routine of prayer, or does it matter?
One thing I try to disabuse the mind of people from is having a particular concept or a particular place of prayer, because then it becomes a routine. Then, you know, faith is an act, not a religious exercise. So you need to understand these bases, because you are praying to God and you want him to, you know, answer your prayers. And then you now have a particular place of prayer. Then your mindset now attached to that place of prayer, and say, unless I get to this place of prayer, I don't think God will answer me. So it becomes a routine. But if you just believe that God answers prayer, and according to what the scripture says in 1 Timothy 2:8, that God answers prayer everywhere. So anywhere you find yourself, just go on your knees or stand up or talk to him. He's ever ready to answer you.
And it's this whole idea that that you can at any time can pray.
Anytime.
And is there an idea that you can pray all the time, or just do everything in prayer?
Prayer, like I said, there are times when you are inspired, you know, to pray. Prayer is the key. You pray always. You pray every time. But at times you just have the inspiration to pray. For example, while growing up as a Christian back in Nigeria, you know, it was like something we have to do every time. We have 9 o'clock prayer, we have 12 noon prayer, we have 3 o'clock prayer in the afternoon, we have 6 o'clock prayer in the evening. Then it goes on and on like that. So you see, you can be inspired in the place of prayer to pray earnestly, because Jesus did that. And you can as well just have a prayer time for yourself, but by and large, you have to pray.
And, you know, when it comes to, you know, going somewhere with your prayer, I mean, and trying to sort of move on in life, I mean, what advice would you give on that? And to someone who's trying to change habits, or someone who's trying to make progress in their prayer life, what would you tell them?
I say, have a relationship first with the Holy Spirit. He's your best friend, he's your best prayer partner. And regardless of how you may have lived your life, the moment you become a Christian, you become born again, you automatically, you're enlisted into that kingdom of God. And then you have your friend, your prayer partner. So should there be anything, maybe along the line you got drifted off, or just pick up yourself, because this friend is always and ever ready to help you out at any given time.
Hmm. So the important thing is that you're on a road, on a journey, and you've got a friend. That seems to be...
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're on a journey and you have a friend, a helper, a partner, you know, someone who listens to you, who wants you to listen to him at every given time, because he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you.
Hmm.
So he's always there.
And what about someone who's really trying to change, or really hoping for something and they're disappointed? I mean, how do they stay encouraged?
You see, one thing about prayer and disappointment is that when your expectations you exceed your experience, and you tend to have a little problem, because God is not a God that you can box religiously. Bible says the ways of God are not the ways of man. You might be praying in your own belief, you know, that, oh, this thing I'm praying for definitely is the will of God. But prayer is based on the will of God. So he won't do anything that is not his will. So if you are praying and you have a conviction within yourself that, oh, this must be his will, have you checked from him if that is his will? Because Jesus was talking in Luke chapter 1, chapter 11, you know, teaching disciples how to pray from verse 1 to 4. He said, our Father who art in heaven. So you need to establish the fatherhood of God in your life for everything. You know, and in Philippians 4 verse 19, he said, my Father shall supply all my needs. So once you have an established fatherhood of God in your life, no matter the situation, you are not lost at any given time.
And that's a really interesting thought, because I imagine many of us are tempted to just sort of vaguely keep asking, you know, for things.
Exactly, what Christians do.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We just keep asking, No, but then it's what you are asking the will of God.
Hmm.
You know, in Hebrews chapter 10, I think from verse 36 to 38, it said, you know, you have to wait for the promise. And then how do you wait for the promise? The promise has to be the will of God. And so when you pray according to the will of God, you still have to wait, because God is not slack concerning his promises. You know, God always makes sure whatever you are asking him based on his plans, because he said, I know my thought towards you. You know, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, thought of peace and of welfare, to give you an expected end. Now, so God's expected end, in most cases, is never the desire of humanity, because his expected end is more glorious than what we can ever fathom. But then it's very, most times, difficult for us to see, you know, from God's perspective, because we have a standard for ourselves that, oh, this is it. It could be more glorious than what you are seeing. And if it is not what he, God, wants for you, I mean, you're only having fun.
Well, that's one way to put it. That's it, folks. We're only having fun if it's not what God wants. Well, listen, I want to ask you about this event and that's coming up in the RDS this weekend. Will you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah. It's an event that's been on. This will be about the 10th of its kind in the Republic of Ireland. And it's a wonderful event, started back in Nigeria, and it's, you know, gone all over the world, you know, in Asia, you know, Australia, New Zealand, you know, America. And the man of God that is coming, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Yi Adeboye, well-loved and a father to many, you know. And so And there's one thing about him that, you know, he always says it is the truth. You know, some account that's joke. Wherever he goes, he takes God with him.
Hmm.
So the theme for the program, Divine Surprise or Divine Surprises, is because God is coming.
Hmm. Right.
And because the man coming brings God with him. And wherever he goes, God goes with him. So this Saturday at the RDS, 6 p.m. on Saturday, it's going to be a wonderful time. All roads must lead to RDS.
Well, luckily, many roads do lead to the RDS. So we're in good hands there. So it's 6 p.m. the 15th of July at the RDS.
Yeah.
And we can find out more at rccgireland.org. Is that the place
exactly.
to go?
Yeah. The website. Yeah.
Divine Surprises.
Divine Surprises.
Well, it's been a wonderful, I wouldn't say surprise to meet you, Alex, but a real pleasure.
Thank you
for coming in.
We'll
have that event in our events guide, folks. But Divine Surprises on at the RDS at 6 p.m. this Saturday. Well, Alex, I hope we get to speak again soon.
Thank you so much. I'll be glad.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
All right.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.